From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Aspiring young artists from 9 South Florida high schools got the art gallery experience. On Friday, 21 teens showcased their work at the African Heritage Cultural Arts Center in Liberty City. They trained with local artist Adonis Parker as part of an educational program developed by the Miami Children's Initiative and One United Bank.
My selection really was not based on talent, it was personality. The energy and how can I help and how they viewed the world, that's how they were selected. These kids are very talented. This is actually the first group I've ever had that kids coming in, they're already loaded with talent.
Christian Harris is a junior at Miami Jackson Senior High School. He hopes to become a professional artist.
Working with Mr. Adonis, it's a lot. He's a character, you know. He can do anything. He can do acting, poetry. He's very funny. It helped me experience a little bit like what the professional art world will be like, because I also got to go to museums and meet some of his art friends and, you know, make a little bit of connections here and there.
Vianney Guillen attends the Academy of Arts and Minds Charter High School in Coconut Grove. Friday's event was the first time she exhibited her work in public.
The experience has meant a lot for me because it has helped me grow as an artist, as a young adult, and meeting new people and learning new techniques really has improved me as an artist.
During the program, the students created murals on plywood inspired by themes of freedom and hope. Their artwork will accompany the unveiling of Parker's mural, Thunder and Enlightening, on July 11th at the One United Bank, the largest Black-owned bank in the country. His studios are located in Liberty City, and he has restored murals in Overtown and Kendall. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.